Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Co-executive director of NetChoice, Steve, the new attorney general proposed attorney general Barr, is going through the process right now of becoming the next attorney general. And most people think on both sides of the aisle that he will wind up being nominated. What do you think he's going to be facing in terms of your world?
You know, I got a taste of that yesterday, Jim. The Senate Judiciary Committee here in Washington conducted hours of a confirmation hearing on William Barr. And as is usually the case, the senators use most of their question time just making statements and claiming what it is that they want to see done, that they want the Justice Department and the Attorney General to do. And one of the most remarkable exchanges yesterday was with the newly minted senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, who's a Republican from Missouri, won in the most recent election. And he used most of his 10 minutes of questioning to give the new Attorney General a piece of his mind on what he should do. He said, quote, "Google and Facebook pose significant challenges, not just for competition, but also for privacy and the free flow of ideas." And Hawley went on to suggest that the Attorney General use his antitrust enforcement powers over those companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a familiar echo. Some have done it as well. The president, for instance, was very upset that in Google news feeds, there was more negative than positive stories, and suggested that the government ought to use antitrust action against Google for those reasons. And we do have the First Amendment in this country, and the government cannot tell commercial speakers what to say and what not to say. But nonetheless, they can use antitrust law to punish companies that are their political foes. And it's the first time in my brief time on this planet that I've seen the U.S. government try to punish its political foes
mm-hmm.
through the use of things like antitrust law.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, good news is that William Barr is having none of it. None of it. He pushed back rather quickly, indicating he didn't really have an interest in using antitrust law to punish companies like that. And I mean, if any of you and your listeners have seen the movie Vice, that's the one about Vice President Dick Cheney.
Right.
And a lot of that movie, Jim, talks about Cheney's fight against the so-called fairness doctrine that used to be around on broadcast TV. Thankfully,
yeah.
It's gone, partly due to the good work of Cheney. But the fairness doctrine was requiring equal time whenever opinions were put online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only after we got rid of that equal time mandate that we suddenly saw the rise of conservative voices like Fox News, Rush
right.
Limbaugh, and social media platforms. So,
Steve,
I think that Barr has the right idea.
Do you agree, though, that I'm not one of those who are advocating for antitrust efforts against these companies, at least at this moment. But do you agree that the power, the leverage that these companies have, the Facebook, Amazon, Google, pick another one or two, that all that they have is much different. It's not even close to anywhere near the same kind of leverage that Ford or GM or IBM or AT&T that they had. Would you not agree that these companies have risen to another orbit of control, potential control and leverage than we've ever seen before, and therefore we really are in uncharted territory with regard to what they can do? Would you agree with that?
Jim, I read your book, The Third Ingredient, and I am convinced that digital leverage really does make things work faster and reach farther than in the physical world of old monopolies like AT&T.
Yep.
So it's not for it's not because these companies are large, but because they're using digital leverage.
That's right.
That even a mistake or a good intention can rapidly reach around the planet.
That's exactly right.
In ways that we're not used to before. And that does call for vigilance. But, you know, it calls for vigilance on the part of antitrust laws that are about protecting consumers from the effect of managing and raising prices.
You got to have what you and I agree on, and we've always agreed on
since
USB Microsoft, you and I have always agreed on,
right.
You got to have somebody being harmed before you can bring this thing. You and I agree on that.
That's
but
right.
You also, Steve, need people who whether you also need people who are holding these companies accountable, who are pointing out the potential. You need a few naysayers out there who aren't in love with these companies, and I can count myself as one of them. NetChoice.org, folks, is Steve's website. I encourage you to check it out and support him. NetChoice.org. Steve, come back soon. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.